Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Oh, my goodness, I'm already breaking up. July 14th. Beautiful day outside. Hopefully everybody out there gets to enjoy a little bit of it after we get away from those thunderstorms we had here in Louisville. Shannon the Dude is with me. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. A lot going on. Shannon the Dude, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. I do want to tell you one thing, though.
Okay. I'm here for it.
One of my favorite restaurants in Lexington.
Tejas Bar and Grill.
Well, besides, oh, absolutely. I mean, that's top of the list, and yeah, it's top choice. But no. The second place that I love, if I'm going to Lexington, I want to get a really nice dinner and I want to get a steak. There's one place and believe it or not, I love the salad there and I hate salad. It's a place called Malone's.
I have heard of it, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been to Malone's before though?
I'm trying to remember. I don't think I have.
Okay.
Well, if I have, it obviously didn't have a lasting impression on me.
Evidently,
it didn't. I don't remember. So, I don't think I have.
You might not be going back now. But they just opened up a Malone's here in town.
I know that.
Okay. Well, you know, Malone's is also associated with Drake's.
Yep.
All right. So they took an Office Max over in one part of the area with the Summit or whatever that, I don't know what that little shopping center is called now, but they took an Office Max and totally transformed it. And I'm thinking, okay, how can they take an Office Max, a office supply, and make it into a really nice looking restaurant? Well, Shannon, these people hit a grand slam. I mean, it is totally transformed to where you would never know they used to sell staplers and markers and all kinds of office equipment.
So they've changed the outside of the look of the building because, you know, some buildings you can look at and see that they yes. used to be, like, for instance, there is a Papa John's on Bardstown Road in Fern Creek.
Okay.
And it's obvious that used to be a bank because they got the little drive-through things, right?
Oh, really? Okay,
There's another place I noticed going down Poplar Level Road here in Louisville a couple of days ago. And there's a, I think it's like a beauty salon where you would get your hair cut for women.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so obvious it used to be a Rite Aid because of the shape of the building, you know?
Okay. Yeah, see, I like that for the most part. Well, there's a Starbucks right here in Prospect that used to be a bank.
Yeah.
And they kept a lot of the stuff. I like it. It's kind of like an homage to what the past was and now what the present is. So, I mean, Max Mason and I went last night to have dinner there. And I mean, not only did they transform the outside, they have completely transformed the inside. You can't even tell. You would be shocked to think that this was an office supply store before this.
So you're saying Malone's is now open?
It's open. We had dinner there last night.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for the invite, man. Really appreciate that.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, just forget it.
You take me to these little $5 lunches, and meanwhile, go to the nice places with your family.
All right. If you want to go have lunch there today, guess what? We're going to go have lunch there, because I'll go back there in a second.
Okay.
And let me tell you, they've got an escalator in there that they added.
An escalator.
To the second floor. Exactly.
You too lazy to climb the stairs?
Well, I didn't know there were stairs.
There's always stairs. You have to have stairs in case of emergencies.
Well, that's true. Okay, well, there's elevator, too, I'm sure. But don't give me crap about that right now. So, I mean, but wouldn't it have been funny, though, if they had left one wall, one section to where they celebrate what was there before and had some office supplies up?
Sure. I mean, if you think it would be funny? Do you think it would be funny?
I think it would be hilarious.
I think it's funny that you think it would be funny.
I guess it's one of those dad kind of things. But yeah, I thought it would have been funny. But here's not what I'm frustrated with. I talked to the manager last night, the guy named Jack Drake. You can tell where they got the name Drake.
Are you one of those people? Oh, yes. Let me talk to your manager.
No. Listen, he came over and introduced himself to us.
He introduced himself to you.
Yes. He didn't know who I was. What an honor to have the Bennett family here in our presence tonight. No, that's not it. Don't start with that. But I wanted to tease him a little bit because we like this one dish they have in Lexington called Cal's Chicken. It's this absolutely delicious dish with noodles and a little bit of, I'm butchering the description of it.
Yeah.
But it has this pan-fried chicken on top. I mean, it's absolutely delicious. And they call it Cal's Chicken in honor of John Calipari. Well, we get here. Guess what it is on the menu?
Mac's Chicken.
Exactly. It might as well have been.
Chris's Chicken?
It wasn't anybody's chicken. It was just chicken with noodles on top. It's like, wait a minute now. In Lexington, you go there.
Yeah,
it's Cal's Chicken. You come to Louisville. It's not Cal's Chicken anymore.
Probably because he's in Louisville. I don't think that Louisville fans would appreciate that. What if you were in Lexington and they had Petrino's Chicken? You wouldn't eat it.
There's a difference, though.
Satterfield's Chicken.
No, you wouldn't eat it. The University of Kentucky is in Lexington. The University of Louisville is a city school, is in Louisville. There aren't as many U of L fans in Lexington as there are in Louisville.
Well, if you want Cal's Chicken, then go to Lexington. It's that simple.
His explanation was, I know we don't want to be known as a blue place. We don't want to be known as a red place.
It's a smart business move.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's called Cal's Chicken in Lexington, call it Cal's Chicken in Louisville. I mean, there's just as many.
Okay, so we call it Cal's Chicken if they go to Tennessee?
Absolutely. I think you call it that. I think it's
a dumb business move. I think there's a reason that Malone's. There's a reason Malone's is expanding. They make smart business decisions.
And I don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just feel like if it's named one thing in one city, you keep it that way. If it was a Tennessee, I'm trying to think of that barbecue place that's all over Knoxville, and they come up to Louisville, and they kept the name of like a Johnny Major sandwich, I would be okay with that because I understand that, listen, this place is out of Knoxville. This is what it's called down there.
Rick Barnes sandwich. You're going to eat that? No, you're not. As a Kentucky fan, you're not going to eat that.
I'm actually a Rick Barnes fan, so okay. I hate to disappoint you, but I am. I think he's done a great job down there until it comes to tournament time, and he doesn't play that well, or he doesn't have his team play.
Josh Hoople sandwich.
All right. You don't have to keep naming them, but you know.
No, I want to name them just to have you admit that you would not eat that.
Yes, I would.
Well, you would eat a Satterfield sandwich. No, you would not.
Well, first of all, the Satterfield sandwich
actually has good alliteration. Satterfield sandwich.
Really? It has good alliteration? How has it got great alliteration?
You know what alliteration is?
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, then that's what it is. Satterfield sandwich. That's alliteration. You don't even know what that is, do you?
Let's just move on. Of course I don't. Anyway, all right, well, it's almost time.
Not alliteration, alliteration.
Alliteration. Yes. Okay, I got you now. Okay. We got a lot to talk about today. The first, I think the big news coming out yesterday was the tweet that Kofi Coburn put out that he is making his announcement on Friday. And here we go. I'm trying to think, why not just make it now?
Well, this is the announcement for the announcement.
Exactly. I mean, it's like the engagement for the engagement for the engagement.
I think they should announce when they're planning on announcing when the announcement date will be for the announcement.
Exactly. My entire point right there. It's like, okay, great. Now we got to wait till Friday. The anticipation is killing us. Now, I will have to say this, though, Shannon. I think the biggest competition that Kentucky has with Kofi Coburn is the fact that he might stay to Illinois.
He might.
And that's the biggest concern right now.
He's got a couple of his former coaches at Kentucky, so you got to think that we have the edge there.
And that's the one thing when he was interviewed that he said the reason he went to Illinois was because of Orlando Antigua.
Mm-hmm.
So now that Orlando Antigua and not only him, but Chin Coleman are at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel pretty good about this.
There's two reasons, and I can't help but think that name, image, likeness would maybe a third reason that he would come to
third
Kentucky.
Reason
You're
right
going to make
there.
A lot more off of that at Kentucky than you are at Illinois. You
no,
just are.
Yeah. Yeah, you, and it's not a slam on Illinois whatsoever.
No, it's just the facts that Kentucky has the best fan base in college basketball, period. That's it.
What I like to say all the time when it comes to something like this in a debate, listen, it's not trying to be where I'm cutting towards another school. This is the reality, and the reality is Illinois doesn't have the popularity nor the fan base that a team like Kentucky does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he's going to benefit, and many more athletes that come to Kentucky for futures to come, because that is the difference between Kentucky and basically everybody else out there. I remember going all over the world. Listen, it's British Open week this week. The Open. You know, that's what you say. It's not the British Open. It's the Open, which I always made fun of.
Well, they got to take the British part off of it.
Yeah, my point. And so, but to them, there's only one Open. It's the Open, and that's the British Open. But I'm wearing my hat a few years back with my dad, who and I went to see the British Open, and wear my UK hat, and I couldn't tell you how many times a day I was stopped because I wore a UK hat, saying, oh, you went to UK. I went to UK. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of fandom that we have, not just in the United States, but all over the world.
That's why I'm always shocked when a player goes to a different school. I'm like, really? You don't want to go to Kentucky? Okay. All right. Good luck.
Well,
good luck,
now.
Good luck out west where nobody's going to be watching your games because your games come on at midnight.
Right. Right. Well, so. I can tell who you're referring to right there. But I just feel like with the NIL now, and I want to talk about this a little later, with the NIL now, there is going to be so many more opportunities, not just to make okay money. I think to make really good money at Kentucky. So,
no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be able to separate ourselves from everybody.
I just hope that unlike just the cats.com, that they actually pay their players out when they sell name, image, likeness items, like maybe a coffee mug with somebody's face on it that never was approved.
Oh, that's an
have you even sold
idea.
Any of those?
Yes, I have. I've sold a few.
Michael Bennett ones or Shannon
not
the Dude
enough.
Ones?
Yeah, I've sold.
What do you mean
probably,
not enough?
More Shannon the Dude than I've sold Michael
and
Bennett.
And I haven't seen a penny from that name, image, likeness.
Yeah, well, you know, you're paid in lunch. So
I'm going to call TJ. He'll make them pay.
We're 502. We got to take a break. 502-571-1080. I'm tired of that
paid
conversation
in lunch.
Already.
I'm paid in burritos and rice, literally.
Or you can tweet me at just – I am trying to talk, do a professional show here. If I, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio.
Nobody's tweeting you.
We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Yes, I know exactly what this sounds like. It sounds like a Tom Petty song, doesn't it? Is that what you're thinking? All right, go ahead and tell what we're talking about.
No, you and I were having a conversation during the break about songs that kind of sound like they were ripped off from another song.
Yes.
And I played this one. This is Danny California from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
But if you listen to the rhythm
Kentucky,
of it.
Kentucky, by the way.
What's that?
Or they mentioned Kentucky, by the way, in this song.
Do they in this one? I know they do in Scar Tissue. I don't know if they do in this one.
Oh, maybe it's Scar Tissue I'm thinking of. Okay.
Anyway, this song sounds like you just nailed it. Mary Jane's Last Dance from Tom Petty.
Exactly. The start of it, the drum part of it. Yeah, it sounds like Mary Jane's Last Chance. Exactly.
Did you say Mary Jane's Last Chance?
A dance. Whatever. What's your last chance do today?
It sounds just like it, doesn't it? It's just slower.
It does. It does. As soon as you started playing it, the funny part is, I had never noticed it before until you said, listen, we're going to listen to a song that sounds like another one.
Yeah.
And as soon as you played it, it's like, oh my gosh, it sounds like Tom.
Let me give you another one. Do you know the song Bootylicious by Destiny's Child?
I'm not a big Destiny's Child fan.
You're a big Bootylicious fan.
Let's. Oh, very.
Here, listen to this one.
All right, I'm ready. Oh, yes, this sounds like Stevie Nicks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is Destiny's Child.
Stevie Nicks.
Here's Edge of 17. It's like dead up.
It's like the
same song.
It's dead on. Now, how did they get away with that?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think that they, because I know that a lot of rappers have used other
I think
songs.
They get permission. I think they sample it.
Yes.
I doubt that Destiny's Child said, hey, can we rip off the intro of Edge of 17?
Yeah, because, you know, probably one of the most famous ripoffs was Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah.
From Queen.
Right.
And he did not get permission. And I don't blame him. The bassist who wrote the song, Another One Bites the Dust, sued him. And he won, clearly, because it sounds exactly like. And I loved Vanilla Ice's explanation. Well, mine is dun 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 dun. It's like, what? It sounds the
same. Says there's an extra beat in there somewhere.
Yes. Like, that's supposed to make a difference. But, yeah. So you don't know if Destiny's Child got permission or not from Stevie Nicks.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there when they wrote the song.
I could talk about
it. I would venture to say that probably not. I would say they didn't.
Really? Then if I was Stevie Nicks, I'd be going after Destiny's Child. I'm sorry, Destiny, but your Destiny's about to end.
I think Stevie Nicks has got enough money from that viral video that, you know, last year when the guy was on his roller skates drinking ocean spray, listening to
skateboarding,
Fleetwood Mac.
Skates. Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
I think that their sales went through the roof like 1,000% after that video.
Yeah, it came back on the top 40, didn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of
cool. Which I think is crazy, like almost 50 years later, hear that song comes back, which is a really good song. You talk about a band that to me is pretty iconic from the 70s. I always think of the Eagles first, and then right there with them is Fleetwood Mac. I mean,
oh, really? You don't think about Led Zeppelin?
Well, I mean, I look at of course you think about Led Zeppelin, but maybe that's just because I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I do think about Led Zeppelin. Yes, of course they're one of the top ones. The Who? I mean, who am I missing? There's a bunch of bands back in the 70s that I really liked. So, but I was a little kid, and then you obviously weren't born. But are you happy about seeing the fact that Team USA came back and beat Argentina last night?
About time. At least all these are exhibition games.
Well, yeah, you're right. They are. Here's who I feel sorry for is Greg Popovich, because you got to believe he's about to have another heart attack trying to get all these this talent together. And I know it's a short time period, and I know we're still missing some players.
Mm-hmm.
But my gosh, it's got to be frustrating. Now, don't get me wrong. I know Argentina's a good team. Because of the fact that I think they're one step behind Australia, who's a really good team. And so it's just in Nigeria is an okay team. But did you see who was the leading scorer for the game?
No, who was?
Bama Adebayo.
Ah.
Yeah. 28 points out of the 108-80 win for the Team USA.
Look, no disrespect to Bama Adebayo, but if he's your leading scorer on the USA team.
Yes.
I don't know that that's a good thing.
Well, I mean, we've got three players missing. Devin Booker, Chris Middleton, and Drew Holiday, who are still playing in the NBA Finals right now. So who do you think is going to be your leading? I mean, you think it's Kevin Durant? Do you think it's going to be Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kevin Durant was right behind. I think he had like 24, 26 points, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he had just as many as Bam, but I was really happy for Bam to be out there contributing as much as he was.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's awesome. He's a leading scorer. Maybe the guy that they depend on to win games.
I was kind of surprised to see the addition to Keldon Johnson, though. No offense to Keldon, but, I mean, is he deserving to be on the team right now?
I mean, I think Keldon Johnson, I don't necessarily think Team USA.
Yeah.
Like, is he the best that we have? No.
I don't know. I mean, of the former UK players, I'm thinking, and maybe they just turned it down. I'm thinking there's a lot of other players out there.
They just turned it down.
Who just probably turned it down, exactly.
Sure.
So I still think
we don't have LeBron.
No, I still think Rajon Rondo would be one of those guys. Listen, he might not score a lot of points, but I don't care. I want a point guard that's going to be able to distribute the ball where I want it to be distributed. And I think he's still playing, even at the age that he is, still playing at an extreme high level.
Yeah, he is. And, I mean, there's so many other players that could be on this team that just aren't. I mean, no Steph Curry on there. We mentioned Neil LeBron.
He's not playing golf. I mean, he did that celebrity thing last week and buttoned his shirt all the way to the top. And so that's important to him right now. But yeah, you're right. I mean, not having a Steph Curry on there, not having an Anthony Davis, LeBron James. Right. I mean, that makes a little bit of a difference.
It makes a whole lot of a difference.
I mean, if you win it one time, are you kind of done? Is that what essentially they're saying?
I don't, are they? I don't know. I thought you could come back as many times as you want to play.
Sure you can. There's nothing holding them back now other than just the thought of, I don't really want to go to Tokyo.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I would blame them. Would you want to go to Tokyo right now?
Right. With everything that's happening there and no fans or anything like that. All right, we got to take a break. 502-571-1080. When we come back, we got to talk about this Wendy Williams show. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Oh, this is a little different version with the horn section, Black Crowes. Now, this is a cover song, isn't it?
For yeah, Otis Redding originally did this song.
So, I was going to say, it sounds like another song, but it's the same song by Otis Redding. So, did you give up on that? Because I was enjoying that conversation.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
You wanted to hear some more of them? I could probably find some more.
See, I think you should. I think there should be a lot more songs. To me, we could do almost, not just an entire segment, I think you could do almost an entire show on songs that sound like other songs.
Okay, we'll bring it back.
And how they got away with it. So, that's fascinating. Hey, what about yesterday, Keon Brooks announced that he is going to be sponsored by a particular basketball camp. Not just that, but it seems like that same camp, which is also happens to be the same official camp for Cal's camp, is sponsoring Kellen Grady, Xavier Wheeler, Jacob Toppin, Dante Allen, Lance Ware, Bryce Hopkins. I mean, the list goes on, not only Keon Brooks. Are you surprised by that?
So the entire team got an endorsement, basically, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
No, why would I be surprised by that?
By pro camps.
Why would you be surprised by that?
I wouldn't be, but I think it's it's kind of funny to me that pro camps, who also does Cal's camps, is now sponsoring the entire team. It almost sounds like, Cal just made a phone call, say, hey, listen, you want to continue to sponsor my camp, then you're going to sponsor our players too.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good deal. I mean, that's what Cal should be doing in order to make certain that his players are taken care of.
But those players were able to make money already, as the rules were before name, image, likeness at those camps. I think that was the one exception. They could actually make money at those camps.
Is that what it was? That's your summer job? So, yeah. Well, that part I understand. Now, let me ask you this question. Well, the other funny part is, or the other interesting, not necessarily funny, but the other interesting part, by the way, Pro Camps also has their own AAU team, and there is a particular player that is on the AAU team that's considering Kentucky. You can guess who that is, can't you?
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, I'm going to let you tell me.
I'd like to sit here and figure out if you really know which player I'm referring to.
I would rather you just go ahead and tell me, because I don't want to guess. I don't want to guess wrong.
It's Reed Sheppard.
I mean, that's what I was going to say.
I'm sure it was. Now let me ask you this, Shannon, because I do mean this sincerely. With the NIL now fully in place, all these players starting to make money. Well, they're probably not making money yet, but I mean, they got some great products, and I'm not talking just about UK. I'm talking about throughout the nation. We've talked about the Notre Dame offensive line that's making all kinds of money from a particular barbecue place. You've got the entire Miami football team making money off of something else. Now, if there are players out there, which there will be, and you can mark that down, that will be making some really good money, at that point, should there be a threshold that if a certain athlete makes amount of money, should they start to pay for their own education at their respective university?
No, I don't think so.
So you think the obligation from the university should always be to pay for their education?
Well, I mean, that's the point of a scholarship.
I understand.
I mean, you worked hard to get that scholarship, to get to that point. Now, why do you have to pay your own scholarship?
I just feel like it's kind of fair. I don't know. I kind of go both ways. I kind of see where if a player is making some really good money, just like if you're a normal student, you're out there working hard to pay for your education. Well, these athletes are now working hard to do all these endorsements. Shouldn't they give the money back and say, okay, it's okay, I'm making pretty good money, I'll pay for my year in college. If I lose all these endorsements, then obviously I get my scholarship back.
So basically you're saying you're not really making any money. It's all going back to the school.
Well, no. I think that's why I said a threshold. I said if they reach a certain amount, then they pay for it. But if they don't reach that amount, of course they keep all the
money. I'll tell you what's not fair, and that is going to school, paying for your own, you know, your own ride, and then – you know, you have all these student debts after you get out of college, and you pay all that off. Now they're talking about possibly forgiving all of that. Yeah. That's what's not fair.
I'm with you there.
You see, I'm one of those people who paid off my student debt. I should have just let it linger.
Exactly.
Because eventually it's going to just get forgiven.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
I'm like, wait a minute now. So I paid off, you know, whatever X amount of dollars my debt was, and now you're telling me that other people are going to have theirs forgiven?
Yeah.
Where's my kickback?
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. So we want to penalize the people that actually were doing the work.
The right thing.
And paying it. Exactly. Just kind of like this whole $1,500 to get you to get a job in
the state
of Kentucky.
That's kind of the way I see that what you're talking about there.
Yeah. You don't like that either because of the fact that what about the people that did work and did risk their lives for being out in public at their respective jobs? What about them? I mean, don't they deserve a bonus as well?
Well, that's a completely different topic. Now you're going over into people who worked through COVID.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I would agree with that, too. I'm one of the few people here at iHeart that worked at the station the entire time throughout.
One of what, three or four?
Yeah.
So why aren't you getting a bonus for doing that? You know, thanks.
Hey, if you want to take that with the iHeart bosses, you want to be my agent.
Glad to.
You fight
that fight as it is right now.
You fight that fight from the front yard because you can't come inside to argue.
I'll be right there next to the flag.
You'll be out there with a megaphone. Give this man a bonus.
Oh my gosh! I know it. It's just really ridiculous to the point of ridiculousness. Now, can we talk about this for a minute? Because I know you wanted to talk about it on Monday.
No, wait a minute now. You're throwing this back on me. You go, well, there's nothing funny about that. I said, I know it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's awkward because, you know, we have had some awkward moments on this show.
Yes, we have. Yes.
And
extremely awkward. In fact, we've had some awkward, or I have. I'll put the blame on me. I've had some very awkward interviews.
Yes.
And some awkward exchanges during media day or something like that where I'm asking a question and it's made it completely awkward.
But I'm not so sure that anything is more awkward
than this
minute and 15 seconds of the Wendy Williams show from, what was this, a couple of weeks ago?
Well, it was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it was last week. And listen, I don't even know who the lady is. I've seen her commercials, that's about it. But you want to go ahead and you got it up?
Here it is. Don't ever say that to me.
I know.
Yes, I have the clip prepared.
You have the thing up, okay.
Here we go.
Never mind, just play it.
Yeah, we'll have an advertisement for that next segment. Here we go.
I have no idea who this is. Neither does Norman. Neither does one person in this building. Maybe Sus does. Do you know who Swavey is? Clap if you know who Swavey is.
One person.
Okay.
It's not fun.
Sus?
It's not my cup of tea that I got going on right now.
Well, he's a TikTok star. He's got more followers than me. 2.5 million.
Oh. On TikTok. On TikTok. But on Instagram, you have more followers.
Oh. Hooray.
Well, as my son Kevin would say, no one uses Instagram anymore.
What?
And as far as TikTok, I don't use that at all. I don't know what that is. I don't want to be involved. So here he is.
Now, you're not seeing this, but she's looking at him up and down and trying to get him to everybody to laugh.
He's 19. And he was murdered Monday morning.
I can't believe that she would set that up that way.
That was either
so poorly handled.
Yes.
I mean, she asked the crowd, do you know this guy? One person claps, which is embarrassing.
Yes.
then she asked the DJ if he likes this guy on TikTok. And he's like, no. And then she shows a picture of him, and everybody starts laughing at him because of the way he looks. Then she says the guy was murdered.
Yeah. Well, she's trying to get everybody to laugh with the way she's looking up and down at him, and they picked a picture that he had a ridiculous outfit on. I mean, to be
fair. I can't think of a way to handle that more poorly than the way she did.
She's getting just obliterated by the way she acted with this.
Yeah, instead of just coming out and saying, I mean, something like that. Yes. You don't set it up that way. You just say, here's a TikTok guy with a lot of followers. He just got murdered.
Now, she made the comment that she doesn't even know what TikTok is. Come on. She knows what TikTok is, doesn't she?
I don't know. I don't know Wendy Williams.
That's the other part. I mean, I've never heard of this lady. How does she get her own TV show and become popular overnight?
That was extremely awkward.
Yes.
And I think out of all the bad questions that you've asked in post-game interviews and on this show, nothing was more awkward than that.
Thank you very much. I hope not. But listen, yeah, I've done some things that are now funny. I think they're funny.
Yeah.
But that was just not even close.
That was bizarre.
It was. And you know they all knew the crowd didn't, but the DJ and Wendy knew essentially what the story was. Why would you go to that effort to say anything? Why would you even bring it up anyway?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a story there about the guy. Somebody got murdered. That's a story.
Yeah, I don't know. But
taking a minute and 15 seconds to lead into it and basically embarrassing the guy and his family. Well, not the guy. He's dead. But, I mean, his family. That's just that was weird. Awkward minute of television.
When I saw the video the first time, the replay, I thought, okay, this is going to be kind of funny. What's this going to be about? And then when it came out that the guy passed away, I'm like, ugh. I felt gross. I mean, I was just like, wow. I mean, to me, something, penalty? I don't know. You think they should...
Penalty? What are you talking about?
Penalize this young lady for her job?
Penalize her.
Poorly done?
Yes, yeah. 15 minutes in the corner. Time out.
Perfect. That sounds good to me. I would love it. So, anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take our last break of the day. 502-571-1080. Let me read you this first, though. If you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Bearded Clovis said, Michael Bennett, the salad you love at Malone's is called the Lexingtonian. And then we were talking about the Malone's a little earlier. Is it called that in Louisville? They also have the celebrity cuts of steak names after Anthony Davis, Stoops, Cal, Tim Couch, and Randall Cobb. Will you order a Katina cut at the Louisville location? No, we're not going to be doing that. And by the way, yes, it is still called the Lexingtonian here in Louisville. So that's another reason. Come on, Shannon. You call it Cal's in Lexington, but our Lexingtonian salad is still Lexingtonian salad in Lexington. You come to Louisville, it's still the Lexingtonian. Why change the name there?
I mean, because you're in Louisville, maybe?
Okay, whatever. It's a losing battle.
That would be one reason.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Just the Cat.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Oh, my God!
I blacked out there for a moment.
I was going to say what happened.
I was hitting play and nothing was happening.
Okay, you scared me. And then you played the most overplayed Led Zeppelin song ever.
Hold on a minute, though. Let me see if this will work. This is what I was trying to do a minute ago.
I'm ready.
You know this song?
Yes. There we go. Oh.
You know that one?
Is this Metallica?
No.
I don't know who this is.
Stairway to Heaven, right?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's a band called Taurus.
They named a band called, after the...
Or is it the band called Spirit and the song is called Taurus? I think that's how it is. The band is Spirit. The song is Taurus.
Either way, I can't imagine naming a song after a Ford Taurus. I'm sorry. I've never heard of that one.
Well, I mean, that was a whole thing in court. Because this band, Spirit, the band is Spirit. I don't know why I said Taurus. Taurus is a song.
Okay.
Spirit actually sued Led Zeppelin because they claimed that they came up with the riff, the Stairway to Heaven.
What?
In this song. They said that, Zeppelin ripped off this song because this song was technically released first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So who won? Do you know?
Zeppelin.
Of course he did.
Money talks.
Should have. Well, money talks and also popularity talks. I mean, Stairway to Heaven is probably one of those songs I'm tired of hearing it. I don't want to hear it that much anymore. But, I mean, it's still an iconic song as much as I don't like hearing it. So, anyway, here's a prime example right here from this tweet, Shannon, that UK is just going to be different when it comes to the name, image, and likeness. Kyle Tucker just tweeted out, top five recruit Chris Livingston and his grandfather say Kentucky wowed on the visit with its NIL pitch.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, basically, the pitch is you can make more money here than you can anywhere in the country.
And you're going to. Yep. I mean, I know we've talked about it before, but really the only teams that can compete with us is Kansas, is also North Carolina. But I think that's being threatened right now since Roy Williams is gone. And then probably Duke. And that might be threatened right there because of the fact Mike Krzyzewski, good Lord, I almost said it in a worse way. And I would have meant it, but Mike Krzyzewski is getting ready to be gone. So those two teams, North Carolina and Duke, are in threat of really not having that popularity as much as they did before. And really, I think the leader of all of this, Shannon, even probably with football, compared to even football, is going to be Kentucky basketball. Because you've got too many players on football. It's like, who do I pick? And it's going to be the wide receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks, and maybe one of your linebackers that's going to be making the most money on the football teams. But when you have a basketball team smaller in numbers, they're just going to make more money.
Out of all the sports, out of all the schools, Kentucky basketball is the place to be if you want to make money. From name, image, likeness, and there's no debate about that. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Todd.
Todd, what's going on?
Hey, pretty good. I know the talk show lady there, there's been plenty of times where you said it can't get worse, but it got worse. So that was miserable. I mean,
yes,
that makes some of your questions Pulitzer Prize-winning questions, Emmy questions, Michael.
So. Yeah, that made Michael Bennett sound like Diane Sawyer.
Oh my gosh, man. Walter Cronkite, somebody a little better.
Diane
than that.
Sawyer is like, what do you mean? She's the pride of Louisville.
Yeah, she is. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
And that's what you want to be, Michael. You want to be the pride of Louisville.
That's right.
Let's not have too lofty of goals. I want to be the pride of Prospect Kentucky. How is that?
Well,
isn't Terry Miners from out there?
Got their goal.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Terry Miners is not welcome. When you come to the gate of Prospect, they turn the ball-headed freak away. I mean, oh my
ball-headed
goodness!
Freak.
I didn't mean that.
Whoa.
No,
wait a minute!
No, wait a minute! I did not mean it that way.
Did you just say?
I just
throwing daggers.
I'm going to play that one
terrible.
For Terry. Let me send that to Terry Miners.
No, please don't.
We're talking about
Terry's
my friend Terry. Terry's my
Terry's
friend.
Terry's a good friend. No, I did.
Oh yeah. Do you call all your friends bald-headed freaks?
I know it. I did not have said that. It's just a joke, and I didn't mean it to come out that way. I love Terry Miners, by the way.
Well, we
strong backpedal.
Yeah, it couldn't get worse, and it just got worse.
There you go.
It totally did. So thank you for the phone call. Good talking to you. I promise you, Shannon, I love Terry Miners. I don't know why that came out that way. I did not mean it that way. Terry, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm terribly sorry. So please,
Scott, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
Sorry, guys. I was sending a text to Terry.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Please don't. Oh, my gosh. What's going on?
I called in yesterday, and just want to let you all know I got tickets to the Florida game, and I was talking to you all about what I should do.
Oh, you did?
So, yeah, thanks for that. And not much to talk about, but one point is I feel like Cal's best seasons are when UK football get off to a good start because he can kind of fly under the radar in his preseason and getting his team up to speed. And it was just interesting what your all's thoughts were about that.
Ooh, you know, that's 2 days in a row right there, Scott, that you've had some great questions. You know, that's a good point, Shannon. I kind of feel like Cal loves that attention, but it does take a lot of the pressure off for the players and the coaching staff knowing that, hey, the focus of attention is on football right now. We can relax and come on behind the radar or under the radar, and then guess what? Here we have a big season. What do you think?
Kentucky basketball. I think Kentucky basketball.
Shaded Cal right there. Kentucky football is going to be the dominant sport from now on.
No. Really Kentucky basketball because of the history.
Yeah, it could be. It would take another. of successful years, winning seasons, going to bowl games and winning those bowl games, I think you give the minor bowls another 2 or 3 years, then I think the expectations are only going to get loftier to where it's like, okay, we've won enough of the Music City Bowl. Let's go to another bowl. We've been to the
City. You can always get great expectations, and you're always going to win with Cornbread Hemp, because Michael Bennett always forgets to talk about these guys. They're one of our favorite sponsors out there. Go to cornbreadhemp.com if you have pain, anxiety, or trouble sleeping. Get their products, 25% off your first order when you use promo code CATS at cornbreadhemp.com. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Goodbye.
Have a great day. Appreciate you listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.